got a chicken bone stuck in his throat. You say you might. You also might say you're wearing a tie around your
neck.
Okay. What do you call the little part of the neck? It's right here.
Adam's apple. Okay.
Does Google mean just Adam's apple or the whole fruit or what?
I believe it would be referred to as Adam's apple. Mm-hmm.
Moving up just a little bit, you have your dentist to look at your
teeth.
Okay, and he says, oh, I see, I need to fill that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And the flesh around the gums is called?
The gum. Yeah. Flesh around the tooth.
Okay, and you say, about right here, you say, if you could pull that baby bird in the
palm of your hand. Yeah.
And so he got so mad and doubled up both of his.
Yeah.
People sometimes get old and complain that they're getting stiff in there.
These, legs.
And those are all called what? Stiff in the
joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is called his
thorax.
Okay. They measure the height of a horse in terms of
hands.
Okay. The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
good head.
At the end of your leg is your
foot.
They said I stumbled over a box one day in the dark and bruised my
shin.
I think I had shin splints recently. And been,
yeah.
I ran in hard shoes and made a mistake for doing that. It's been a long time
that hurt too,
that healing.
That.
Really good to walk.
Yeah, there's no place for it to heal, but it's just bone and skin, usually.
Just had to take time.
Yeah.
When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down, sort of stoop down, as if you're inspecting leaves on a tobacco plant or passing the time with a friend, and you say you're down on your, sort of, if you stoop down.
You're down on your knees.
Okay, you might say you're inspecting, you're down on your that's right. You say somebody's been sick a while, and now he's up and about, but still looks a little bit
pale. People.
Any other expressions?
Speaking. Yeah. Down and out.
We spoke earlier about old butter, and you mentioned it's getting. Right before it got rancid, it gets real warm.
Right.
Okay, in terms of the smell, it might get real...
odor.
It might not be weak, it's going to be real...
strong, yeah, it's strong.
Okay. Now, here's something I can probably think of in terms of Jimmy and Reggie. When somebody, like a teenager, who's all arms and legs and always stumbling all over his feet, you say, he's mighty...
hungry.
That awkward age there. when you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to you?
Well, I'd say that he's not refined, common. That's the still he's not, he's still an average. A little, maybe a blow average. That's the majority of the country is a common person.
Is that ever used in a kind of complimentary sense in any way? Is it either negative?
I think it'd more be